we go through things in life, you know. And you know, every day is not a, you know what I'm saying, it's not gonna be, you know, that day that you expect, but you know, when it happens, you gotta be able to know how to react and be able to know how to, you know, discipline yourself and, you know, get through the situations that you're gonna be facing. Because sorry about the background, y'all, but you know, you got to get through the situations that you're facing because, you know, you have to be able to always find your way out of any situation that occurs in your life, you know, and to not give up and give in to what Satan wants you to do or give in to what Satan is trying to do to you. Because you know, God said anything, any bad that happens to his children is good for them. Because, well, it's not exactly how he said it, but basically, like, you know, anything that's bad happening to you is a learning lesson, or you know, it's a situation that had to happen to get you to the next level. So, you know, he don't want you to be down and depressed about, you know, those type of things, because those are the things that make us. And they don't break us. Those are the things that we need to get to the next level where God's trying to push us through. So when we face these situations, we're able to get out of them, you know, through the knowledge of God and what he has taught us. So that's how I'm able to, you know, stay strong through all my situations that I face and that I go through, because I know it's good in it. I just have to find the good that my father has, that my father has been trying to show me, you know. Because if I could find the good in what he's trying to show me from the situation, then, you know, it won't be such a burden on me. It won't be such a bad feeling, a bad emotional feeling, you know. So that's what we do, children of God. That's what we do, children of Father Yahweh. That's what we do. We fight until the end. We endure until the end. You know, things may come against us. Things may try to harm us. Things may try to hurt us, but it will never take us out, you know. It will never take us out. And you know, life is gonna throw curveballs at you, but as long as you can hit it, knock it out the park, because you know that same curveball gonna come again and again and again. It's gonna be the same things. It's just gonna be a different problem. So when you see it come, you know what time it is. You know, you just wanna be prepared to get through it. And the way we get prepared, and the way that you can get prepared, for those who don't know, is by reading the Bible. Because as you can see, every time Father Yahweh won a war for his children, you know, they always won because they did what he asked of them to do, you know. Anytime they didn't do what he asked for them to do, they lost, you know. So as long as we obey our Father every day, no matter when that war, that battle is gonna come, as long as we have been obeying him and doing righteous of him, it's gonna always be good out of it, and we're gonna always win every time, you know. So you just have to focus on that, like focus on what's good, focus on what learning lesson can you get out of this. Focus on, if you make it out, you know, you may find other people that may be facing that problem, and you tell them your testimony of how you made it out through God, then you know they will cleave into it and cling on to it, and then they will want to know who your God is so they can get out of this situation. So that's one approach, you know. But like I said, as long as you're in the Word and you're feeding your spirit, you're gonna be able to prevail through it all, because God is always there. You know what I'm saying? He says, as long as we got Him, then we good. As long as we listen, have His commandments and His Torahs, His laws that He had given us, and we're abiding by those laws, and we're doing them to the best of our ability. And we're trying to be, and we're not trying, and we're going, we aiming to be perfect for him, then we good, you know. I mean, what can you, I mean, that's the laws. So, as long as we're doing the laws, then what else could you expect, you know? You gotta expect greatness out of it, no matter what it looks like in the physical. You don't know what's going on in the spiritual realm of your life. So, as long as you're doing everything in the physical the correct way, everything in the spiritual will develop and happen first before happening in the physical, and everything will be produced in the physical once it all manifests. So, you know, you got to take control of your life. You got to take control of every situation at every angle, because you never know when it's that time. You never know when it's that time that you're gonna, you know, have to face a situation. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta always be prepared. You gotta always be prepared for battle, be prepared for war. You know what I'm saying? We are just like our Creator. We are just like our Father. You know, He created us to be a certain way. And the only way you're gonna know how you're born to be created is by understanding His laws and His commandments, because you got to first understand God in order for you to even develop or move how you move and move with power and move with authority. Because if you don't know how to move with power and authority, then you're not following the laws of God, and it's not the way that, you know, they make it seem in the world. With the power and authority, but it's just the fact that you'd be so educated and knowledgeable, so educated and knowledgeable with wisdom that no one can get over on you. So anytime an enemy or anybody trying to get over on you, you're able to see what spirit they have to help you get through your situation, you know. You know what I'm saying? People want life to be in the gift box wrapped with a bow, you know, wrapped up and tied with a bow, so it could be perfect for them. They want that step by step, you know, blueprint. And life doesn't give you that, you know, because you want life to be perfect for you, so you won't have to face the consequences of anything else, so you won't have to face, you know, any battles, you know, and that's not how life works. Every person on this earth has faced battles. Every person on this earth have fought wars, you know, whether it's mental wars, spiritual wars, physical wars, whatever. You've been there. You had to fight it. You had to face, you know, and the part about it, the funny part about it is that you won. You know, you just don't know you won. You know you won, but how did you win? You didn't win alone. You know, God's grace and mercy was there for you if you're not with Him, and even if you is with Him, His grace and mercy is there. You know, so you don't know that you won at the end of the day, because it may took a long process to happen, or you know, it may felt long, or you may felt like you lost, but you're still here living, so you won. You know, and sometimes it may come to bother you, you're still here. Until that day you learn how to conquer it, until that day you learn how to fight through it, then, you know, you're gonna always face it, but you're not gonna have to worry, you know, about it, because once you come to God and give your life over to Him, that's His battle, you know. It's all about you doing the right thing. When it comes to God fighting your battle, it's all about you being obedient, you being disciplined, doing the right thing, so that you won't be alone when the battle comes, or when the storm comes, because God is gonna fight it for you. But He's looking for His children to be disciplined, with obedience, obeying His laws, His commandments, His Torahs, doing the Sabbath. You know, doing the things that we're supposed to be doing, being righteous and holy. You know why people face a lot of things on this earth? Because they're not righteous and holy. They curse. You know, there was times in my life I used to say, man, well, I'm going through this, so I'm going through that, and I didn't know that I was cursed. I didn't know that I was cursed from my generation. I didn't know that I was cursed from, things that I had done myself. So, you don't know these things because you don't have the knowledge of God, You don't have the wisdom. You don't have the knowledge of knowing what you're supposed to be doing because no one teaches you that, But it's God respect. God don't respect the person because all of us have to know, his words, his laws, his commandments. That's why the Bible is here. You notice they had everything, but they never had the Bible, And that's the big thing. Like, they never had the Bible, even though they're wicked and they got their ways and everything. They never had the Bible, and if you just think about that, they may have took words out of it, but it's still fulfilled. It's still gonna fulfill itself. God's words never go in vain. So everything that's in there, you still can learn. You still can learn from it. You still can do. And the main thing about it, you gotta have logical sense. A lot of people on this earth don't have logical sense, But if you have logical sense, you can understand what's taken out and what's been tampered with and what's true, with logical sense, logical knowledge, You got to question everything because that's the smart way to, that's the wise way to be. You question. The wise people question everything because they want to know, the deep end of things. So when you want to know the deep end of things, you have to question things in order to get to the deep end of things. And then soon, as you're seeking, you'll find the answer to what you've been looking for. And you'll know what's true and what's not. So it's no excuse that, oh, they took stuff out of the Bible. There's no excuse that, oh, my parents didn't take me to church, so I never got a chance to go to church and learn. Well, I never... My mom didn't take me to church, and that's something she made up in her mind as a child because, well, not as a child, but before she had me and my brother, because she said she didn't want to do us how her grandmother did her and her sisters and forced them to go, So that was one thing that she made up in her mind to not let happen. But it's no excuse for me to not still learn about who my father is and who my God is, so. That's why I'm here today because, as I read, it said that, we all will be held accountable for not knowing who he is. So it's no respect to person. It's no excuse around of not knowing who the one true God is because you have to seek him out, You have to seek him out. And also he said you have to... And also, you have to seek God out. And also, you have to show thyself approved, Because if you're showing yourself approved, think about it. If I'm telling y'all these things, and y'all just like listening, y'all like, oh, Quan said this and that, But you don't go and look in the Bible yourself and see why I know what I know are the scriptures I'm quoting, not saying what I'm saying. About the Bible, what God said, then you're not going to never know if it's true or not. You're going to take what I tell you as an answer, and then that's just it, and that's not how it go, Think about life. The main way somebody can be tricked is if they don't have the knowledge of whatever the person coming to them about. That's the main way. That's the main way. So think about it. Let's say if I got this book, and I'm reading this book to y'all, and I'm telling y'all just what the book say, that's what the book say. And all y'all that's listening, just take that from me about what I said, what I'm reading out of the book. But y'all never had the book yourself. How would y'all know if I'm really saying that out of the book? How would y'all know if I'm not just putting something on a piece of paper and reading it to y'all? and saying that it come from the book, you would never know unless you had the book. So you'll never know if I'm telling you the truth or not. It's only up to you to take what I'm saying and be like, okay, yeah, that's true. Oh yeah, that's logical. But you don't have the full answer. You don't have the full, you know, knowledge. So that's what I'm trying to get at. Like, you don't have the full knowledge to know if I'm telling a lie or if I'm not, you know. So that's the main way a lot of people is tricked, because some people don't care when people tell them stuff, you know, like they don't care, like, oh, I'm not gonna read that, I'm not gonna look it up, you know. It's either like my mind gonna tell me yes, I'm gonna go with it, I know, you know what I'm saying. So that's how a lot of people get crossed up, because they don't like to read, they don't like to seek out knowledge, and knowledge is the key to life. You know, knowledge is the key to life. So you gotta understand how important it is to know stuff, to want to learn stuff and read, because, you know, if you don't, then guess what? Somebody can easily fool you. Somebody can easily fool you. Somebody can easily trick you. You know what I'm saying? Out of life, trick you. Out of money, trick you. Out of your shoes, trick you. Out of anything, you know? And you want to blame them for what they did to you. But think about if you was educated in that situation. Or if you was knowledgeable in that situation. Or if you had wisdom in that situation. Would that happen to you? No. Because you know. It feels much better to be in the situation to where you know than to when you don't know. We all been in the situation to where we knew things and we felt good. And then when we didn't know things, we felt bad and worried. You know? How can you remove that word from you? To be knowledgeable. As long as you've been knowledgeable in things that you're doing, you know, God words, you know, in life, then guess what? You'll never have to worry, because you're knowledgeable in it. You know what I'm saying? Just say if your car broke down, and just say if your car broke down, and you wanted to your car broke down, and you're like, man, the ignition don't work. And you know the ignition costs $1,000 off rip, like right off the top of your head. You're like, the ignition costs $1,000 to get fixed. But the part costs $200 to get. You're knowledgeable in it. You're like, okay, the part costs $200 to get. It's going to cost $1,000 to get it fixed. But it's either you had experience in it, or you know somebody that know how to do it for cheaper, you know. So it's either one or the other. You know what I'm saying? You got experience in fixing it, because you learned how to do it when you was younger, or you got friends that's knowledgeable in it and they know how to do it. So you'll save yourself $1,000 from paying, because you know you're knowledgeable about the price. You're knowledgeable about having a friend that know how to fix cars, because you know cars always break down. So you're like, okay, I was in this situation before where I ain't have a friend to fix a car. So now I'm gonna find a friend that know how to fix cars. So if my car do break down, then guess what? I got this friend that know how to fix it. I won't have to pay the full price. You know, I just throw him some money and I'm good. You know? So just think about how being knowledgeable and being educated on things can get you far in life and get you out of trouble, keep you out of trouble, keep you out of situations. If you do face a situation, you know how to get out of the situation, you know? That's what being wise and knowledgeable and educated means, you know? No one could tell you no difference, because if you didn't know anything and you went to that car dealership to get it fixed, and you didn't know that it cost $1,000, and you didn't know what it was that caused your car to stop running, and you didn't have that friend that know how to fix cars, then guess what? Instead of paying $200 for the part, and paying your friend like $400, and being like saving and paying like $600 total, and saving yourself $400, you've been to the dealership. They told you, oh yeah, it's your ignition. Oh yeah, your brakes bad. Oh yeah, your exhaust pipe bad. You got a leaking. You got a hose that's leaking. You got this. You got that. And then you wind up paying like $4,000 and when you didn't even have to in the first place, you know? So now, instead of paying $600, you know what I'm saying? You're not paying $4,000. So look how much money you done rip yourself off for not being educated and not knowing. You know what I'm saying? Not being knowledgeable and aware of things. So that's the whole, you know what I'm saying, scenario, what I'm saying. Like, you have to know, man, because people will get over on you because they have Satan in them. They are Satan, you know? And you don't want to be caught up with the enemy having more power than you. And when you have God with you, a lot of the time, God will help you. You know what I'm saying? Through all your situations, he will remind you of things. He will tell you, "Oh, remember that friend? Are going through this?" He'll surprise you. You know what I'm saying? You never know. I've been through many situations where God surprised me, and you know, I was trying to figure out how I'm gonna get through this, how this, how that, how, you know. But my main focus was, I know I got God with me. I know I've been doing the right thing, you know. I know I've been living right, and I know my father is gonna allow me to prevail through this because he had rulership over my life, and whatever happens in my life, I know good is gonna come from it, no matter how it looks in the physical. I know this in my mind. My mind is trained with this because time in that time out again, I have been reading the Bible where he always get his children through. The faithful ones, he always get them through. Always. No matter what. You look at the part when Yeshua was helping all the people out, doing good and healing all the people, and next thing you know, they wanted to kill him and he slipped right through them and got away. When Meshach and Abednego was in the fires of the furnace and they came out with the Messiah right with them. When they thought they was gonna burn them up. When Daniel was in the lion's den. You know what I'm saying? When Job was going through his afflictions because Satan had something on him. You know what I'm saying? And God got him through. You know? So it's many situations in the Bible where things happen, it occurred to God's children, but God still allowed them to prevail. When Israel, when the Israelites left Egypt with Moses, and God allowed Moses to part the Red Sea for them to get through and shut the Red Sea on Pharaoh and them, and they died. So it's many times that this occurred, you know. So if our father could do that for his children then, and he's the same God from then until now, then what can he do for us when we're going through our situations? You know what I'm saying? So, as long as you've been faithful and honest and truthful and loyal, charitable, generous, showing love, you know what I'm saying, doing what's right, sowing, tithing, doing the Sabbath, doing everything that you're supposed to be doing, man. Like, it's all there in the Bible. You can't not see it. If you're reading and you're understanding it, it's there. Everything you're not going to understand when you first start reading. But trust me, as long as you keep pushing and going through it, God said he the one give understanding. He's the one that give us understanding about things, not ourselves. So when you don't understand something, and then you end up going back to it like 2 weeks later, a month later or so, and you read it again, and then you understand it, that's because God gave you understanding of it. And he tell you in the Bible that he's the one that give understanding. See, your part is to wanna have knowledge and wisdom. That's your part. Your part is giving your mind, body, soul, spirit, and heart over to God. That's your part. Do your part and want to learn knowledge and wisdom. Do your part, and I guarantee you, our Father will do his part every single time. So no matter what you're facing in life, as long as you're doing your part, our Father already promised us and our fathers our part. He will give us the land of milk and honey. The land of milk and honey is in our mind. It's the knowledge that he gives us in our mind. So no matter where we live, no matter where he take us, as long as we have his knowledge on how to survive and how to do things, and we doing his tour, no matter where we go, you're doing his tour. You're not going to Russia and worshiping a god. You're not going to America and worshiping a god. You're not going to Africa and worshiping a god. You're not going to Europe and worshiping a god. You're worshiping your god no matter what land you own. Because in your mind, he gave you the land of milk and honey, how to survive in the wilderness, in a foreign land, no matter where you at. He promised our fathers, as long as we do his laws and commandments, he would give us the land of milk and honey in our mind, spiritually, in our mind. And we will be able to survive no matter where we at, no matter the outcome, no matter the situation, no matter what's going on. He will show us how to get out of it. He will teach us how to get out of it. And we'll learn from it, and we will win from it. You know, look how who it was. I think it was Daniel. And Joseph, but it was one of them. And the king wanted them to eat. Wanted to change their name, and then wanted them to eat the food that they eat, and wanted them to do, you know, the stuff that they wanted them to do. But Daniel was knowledgeable. He had knowledge. He had wisdom. He was smart. And I think it was Meshach and Abednego also. They was very, very smart. They were smarter than the king people that he had, wiser than the king people that he had. And you know, when it came to it, they were way more educated and knowledgeable than those people, because they had their God, and they didn't turn against their God, even though they were sent to a foreign land, you know. And the king needed him to tell what dreams he had. Daniel was able to tell the dreams and everything, and that made them more powerful than those people. And they was trying to figure out, like, how do he know this stuff? How do they know, like, you know, how is this? How is that? It's because our father made them wiser and smarter than those people. And because they stayed loyal, stayed true to our God, he helped them prevail in that land that they was in for the time, you know? So when you look at yourself, if you follow the laws and commandments of our father, he will always get you out, because it's the laws, it's the essence, it's the principles, you know, that we must practice in order to be able to be sustained and establish where we at. God must always establish you where you at. If God don't establish you where you at, then you're doing something wrong. If he don't establish you where you at, then you're not gonna be safe in that place. You know, you want God to establish you. You know what I'm saying? Because just going and, you know what I'm saying, and being there on your own and moving on your own and doing what you're doing on your own, you're going to face the consequences, because it's not in the laws of our father. So, you know, like, it's real important, y'all. Like, it's real important, very important to know these things, because if you don't, people will get over on you, and they have all your life. People have been getting over you all your life, and you wondering how and why, and how you didn't see it, how you didn't notice, like, why me? Why I didn't notice this person was like this? Why I didn't see this coming? Because you didn't know God, so therefore you don't know how to disciple, disciple people. You don't know how to see the Spirit by the Spirit. You know, you don't know how to do these things, because you're not educated on this knowledge. So you trust, because this person looked like, this person looked like they nice, you know. Oh, this person friendly, came to me friendly and nice, and this is a nice person. I never had a friend like this. You know, I think they different from all the other friends, because They bought me food today, and you know, they asked me how my day going, and you know, we talk and we hang out after work, or we hang out and do this and that. Yeah, but you don't know the spirit that's in the person that's deceiving you. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that everybody that do all that is, you know what I'm saying, evil or wicked or the enemy or anything, but I'm just saying you have to protect yourself at all costs because you don't know a person's intention against you. You don't know why they're doing these things. You don't know why. But if you can, if you got the Holy Spirit in you, which is Mother Ruach, then the Spirit of Truth, then guess what? Your spirit will judge that spirit that's in that person by the spirit, and you will get a instant feeling because the spirit ain't the same spirit. You know what I'm saying? The God ain't the same God. You know what I'm saying? So you will protect yourself way much easier. Not saying that people who know how to do this don't still fall for it, but it's the fact that you will have a 100% chance of being able to get yourself out of the situation than to be in it, or you will be at least some way aware of it. You know, it won't be such a hassle and bustle on you. It won't be such a, you know what I'm saying, heavy situation on you. You'll be able to get yourself out of it, and you know what I'm saying, be happy that you did, because you never know. Satan can use whoever is not with God. He can use your parents, he can use your siblings, he can use your cousins, he can use your aunties, he can use your friends, he can use a straight stranger, you know what I'm saying, a new friend of yours. Like, he can use whatever you want to use. Anybody that's not covered with the blood of Yeshua and doesn't have the Holy Spirit in them and not following our Father laws, he can use any one of them to do something to you. And I mean, that's what it is. What can you do about it? You know? But all I'm saying is, if you got God with you, and you got the Holy Spirit in you, and you got knowledge, and you're educated about, you know, what's going on in life, and who your enemy is, and what's inside of people, and what's going on, then 9 times out of 10, you'll be good. You'll be okay, because you won't have to worry about falling for those people, because as life goes on, you're gonna face situations. Not saying that you're not gonna face situations to where, you know, you're not gonna be tricked, because anybody can be tricked, you know what I'm saying, because you don't know everything, but you still have that protection for yourself, you know what I'm saying, to be able to get through it all without worry, you know what I'm saying, without having to even. To even think about it, you know, it'll be a lot easier for you. So, you know, that's what I'm saying, man. Like, y'all, you know, stay in the word, man. Get in the word, learn God, understand Him, understand His laws, His Torahs, understand why He do what He do. You know what I'm saying? Life will be great for you, man. Don't worry yourself too much about things, you know. Just do what you're supposed to do, and understand what you're supposed to do, and. You know what I'm saying? Everything will be well for you. Love y'all. I'm out.